It's something we all have in common, something we all love and we're passionate about.
And so we made this banner. It said Joplin is Chief Strong, and we came down here because this is a pretty good backdrop for how it was and how it is. It doesn't look the same as it did a week after or 10 days after, but it's still here. We're going to be building for years.
We all took the picture just to send a message to Joplin, we're going to be okay. And to know that we'd be able to watch another Chiefs game together, and to know that we're going to pull ourselves up, we're going to be fine. And hope that message got out to the kingdom.
News made its way to Kansas City, and the Chiefs sent word for all to see. This family of friends depended on each other to survive, as they have their entire lives. But this time, they were not alone.
The volunteer help was just unbelievable. Trucks and carloads of people, and buses and donations coming in from everybody. Very humbling.
I couldn't believe the response from people, you know, across the country. I remember, you know, we have people from Minnesota coming, people from Texas, people just all across the country.
And it makes you feel like you can do this, that, you know, people are going to be there to help you.
Joplin began to build again. From far and wide, help arrived in many forms to lift her pain.
Army of Red got out of those buses, it was pretty awe-inspiring to see that red and the Joplin Chief shirt. You're like, that shirt has my hometown name on it.